Welcome to the HR Power Hour, presented by Career Management Associates. I'm David Chulo. It's about all things in the human resource world. We're going to bring in local, regional, and national guests, and we're going to talk about a variety of topics and explain why human resource management is critical to your business success so that you can make decisions to keep and retain great talent.
Welcome to the HR Power Hour, presented by CMAcareer.com and Verrill-Law.com. I'm your host, Tawny Alvarez, and today our guest is Dr. Anna Marie Frank, a doctor of traditional naturopathy and PhD in natural medicine, and the founder of Happy Whole You Wellness Centers. And today we're talking about how businesses can transform employee health and corporate wellness holistically. Welcome, Dr. Frank, and thank you so much for being here today.
Yes, thanks for having me.
You and I have already chatted and we had a wonderful conversation already, but I would love for you to introduce yourself and your background to our listeners so they get a better understanding of kind of the work that you do and the path that you took to start Happy Whole You.
Yeah, thank you. So honestly, I was always a successful athlete and academic and had a good roof over my head, married parents. And for some reason, since high school, I struggled with depression. Back then, I didn't know what you would call it, other than I knew something inside of me wasn't right. And I didn't feel good inside, no matter how many accomplishments I had. So I just kind of pushed that to the side, kept working hard, went to university, was a D1 athlete, still not very happy. Then I thought, you know, now that I've graduated from college and I have a job and I'm going to actually make money for the first time in my life, now I'll be happy. And unfortunately, in my early 20s, having the job, having the health insurance, all of that, I ended up in a doctor's office getting put on 3 mind-altering medications, and that didn't work for me. And I really just was on a downward spiral and started to realize the only person that can make me happy and that can really solve what was going on within me was myself. So I had to shift the way I think about my life and the way I spoke about my life. And that started with doing a lot of different holistic interventions. And throughout that journey, I started to help other people be able to do this and within organizations. Because once I started to work on what was going on within me, everything around me changed. Even though I was with the same employer, even though I had the same boss, even though I had the same coworkers, when I started to shift my perspective on life, I started to show up in a way that was more allowing me to have more success, allowing my company to have more success. And I was like, you know, there's really something to this, because when people are showing up in the workspace and they're not happy, it's something that's going on within them. And yet we project it and blame everything around us. So along my journey of healing my own brain and everything, I started working with companies and organizations to help shift the narrative of what's going on within the workforce.
It's so interesting because so much of what, you know, your story, when you present it in the fashion that you've presented it, culturally, people are like, well, wait a second, there's nothing for her to be upset about, because if we use cultural norms, you've achieved everything. You're a D1 athlete. You have a happy home life. Like, you know, coming out and being able to be open about those experiences is so important. And one, thank you for opening up in that format, because I think it is important for people to understand, just because you may have every privilege in the world doesn't mean that you have to be happy, because something else could be going on. So I appreciate you kind of uncovering in that way and really being very open about where you're coming from more generally. And that leads us then to Happy Whole You. Tell me a little bit about the company and how, you know, you took this personal experience and then turned it into something else.
Yeah, so I was working for the largest high school district in the state of California. And I started to develop from scratch a wellness program for the staff. And as I was doing that, we had, for those of you out there that know about being self-insured versus in a group policy, this school district was self-insured, and there was a $54 million expenditure on healthcare every year. And when you look at the behavioral health claims, so these are claims of going to the ER, urgent care, claims ultimately that your behavior and your education will actually help lower claims, right? So my job was to go in and help to lower behavioral health claims. And the way we do that is we help educate people, we help give them wellness resources. And, you know, when you do that, people are less likely to go to the ER because their lower back is bothering them, or because they're learning that the burning in their chest is really heartburn and it comes back to their diet and they're not having a heart attack. So as I was working with the district on that, I actually had started an online just platform, Happy Whole You, where I would coach people and work with people one-on-one. And as I was evolving, you know, the school district's program and working with people and my own private practice, I started to realize that I think I wanted to do that full time. And so it came to the point where I wanted to open some brick and mortars and ultimately have a space for people to come and to work with them. And so 6 years ago, we opened Happy Whole You. And then throughout that journey, when I didn't renew my contract with the school district, I went all in and started to go out and do more corporate. Because while I was with the school district, I wasn't doing corporate wellness. And so by not renewing that contract, it freed me up to start working with other organizations. And what I have found is going into organizations, you know, a wellness program is not, we call them well-being and performance programs. I think wellness is really overused and watered down. And so a lot of companies that I have found that I've worked with, they're like, well, we have a wellness program. It's an EAP program. Or, which is a 1-800 number on the back of the insurance card. Somebody can call if they need to talk to someone, which is, that's a great benefit. And then, oh, it's a gym discount. Well, that's not wellness. That's, wellness is going to encompass, you know, mindset, spiritual, your physical, your nutritional, your occupational, financial. And so we need to pay attention to all these little pillars. And so what we've done is we've started to work with people, we work with companies local, we work with companies remote. And we go in and we start to, whether it be in-person workshops, whether it be, you know, virtually starting to really rewire and shift the mindset of the individuals in the organizations to take personal responsibility for where they're at and what's going on in their lives. And then, yes, we can send over some yoga instructors and do cooking classes and mocktail classes and art classes and financial education classes. So we could do all of those things as well. But it is that narrative that's going on within the minds of the team and how people are communicating as well. That's another piece as we talk about communication styles and how people are communicating. Because we find that when we fill up the individual with personal growth opportunities and education, they really thrive in the workplace versus every meeting, if it's about, you know, the nuts and bolts and the protocols of the organization, people kind of are like snooze button because, you know, they need to be filled up as well. And so we try to fill the cup of all the workforce, whether they're the, you know, the drivers, whether they're the night shift workers, whether they're, you know, the custodians or behind the desk or the leaders. And we really look at the organization as a whole versus just, you know, one area.
So it sounds like, you know, by looking at well-being programs, that an employer gets the benefit of more productive employees, kind of generally. I mean, are there other benefits when we look more holistically at health in this format?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to increase your retention rate. We know that the younger population, they are going, you know, they're going through different, I think there was like an average, at least millennials, an average of 7 careers in their lifetime now. Whereas my parents, my grandparents, they went to one organization and they worked there for 30, 40 years.
Yeah.
Also, the younger population, they're not everyone gets excited about a 401k and health insurance. They want experiences. They want to have that buy-in where they have that relationship where they feel like they're a part of something greater than themselves. And so when you give them an opportunity to grow within who they are and they can build confidence in who they are, they're more likely going to step out and be more willing to help other people, be more present at work. They're going to have more energy because they're going to feel better. And that is all really, really important. And I think it's just ultimately at the end of the day, it's the right thing to do as an employer is to provide your team with, these types of opportunities.
For those of you who are just joining us, you're listening to the HR Power Hour radio show. I'm your host, Tani Alvarez, and today our guest is Dr. Anna Marie Frank, a doctor of traditional naturopathy and PhD in natural medicine, and the founder of Happy Whole You Wellness Centers. And we're talking about how businesses can transform employee health and corporate wellness holistically. Dr. Frank, it seems like there's two aspects of this, both how employees look at their own health and then also how companies view employee health and their role in it. Let's start with an employee and kind of looking at it from that angle. What are some things that employees can do to focus on their health more holistically?
Well, I always say you start with your mindset because your brain is the strongest pharmacy on planet Earth. You can change how you physically feel in 150 milliseconds. You can change the biochemical makeup of the body by a thought alone. So, as a team member, really focusing on what is available to you, what is good that is going on. If you're, the type of person that the glass is half empty, I promise you, you will look around your organization and you will see all the things that is making your glass half empty. Now, if you shift and say, my glass is always half full, and I'm always looking for the good, you are going to, your brain naturally is going to track to find the things to affirm what you are thinking. So you get to choose, am I thinking towards the positive? Am I thinking towards the negative? And your brain will look for all the things it can to confirm whatever it is that you are thinking. So it's really important that we shift that mindset. The other thing that I encourage is to go back to the basics. Go outside and get sunshine. Put your bare feet in the grass. Take 30 deep breaths. Like drinking more water, eating more healthfully, having conversations that are uplifting and positive. So if we can go back to the basics in the workspace of encouraging, like, hey, let's go for a quick walk around the block and have a walking meeting, or just talk about the things that, that we were going to talk about, and I was just going to call you on the phone, or I was just going to email you. If that's possible in your organization, then, it's not snowing outside. Although you could throw on
Which
some
in New
good.
England it may be, maybe not this year, but.
Yeah, I mean, you again, you find ways to make things work. And so it's like you get to choose your happiness every day. If even just another thing you could do is shift your vocab, our vocabulary is everything. So if you shifted, I always say, instead of saying, I have to pick my children up from school today, I say, I choose to pick my children up from school today. I mean, it feels better in the body. And so saying things like, oh, I'm choosing to send out that email before we go to lunch versus I have to send that email out before we go to lunch. It feels different in the body. And it's just a retrainment of the neural pathways by changing the way you're speaking in your life. And it's really powerful.
It's really interesting too. I love those examples. And my 12-year-old recently came home and she said to me, "Oh my gosh, mom, everyone at school is talking about how they literally can't take another step because they're so tired." And I want to look at them and say, "I don't know if you know what literally means, but you could take another step." And I had to laugh because it was very similar to what you've just described, but I've never looked at that like have or must. Like you could choose not to send that email, or you could, make some of these choices about what is a choice and looking at it either from the negative or from the positive of like, oh, this is going to be great. I'm going to get this email out before we go to lunch, and then I'm not going to have to think about it while we're at lunch, and it'll be, that much more enjoyable to spend time with whoever it is that you're going to be spending time with. So I love even just those minor kind of language changes in our day-to-day life. And not just that, but while you and I are focusing in on the work, I mean, those sound like changes that would be wonderful to make in your whole life, even outside of
Absolutely.
work more
Yeah.
generally.
So that's it right there. You nailed it. So most people that I encounter are not working on themselves after they've gotten the job, after they've graduated from college or trade school or the military. Most of the time, they're just going in. It's almost like they're going on a treadmill and they're just going day after day, month after month, year after year. And they're just doing the same thing over and over and over again. And they haven't gone out to grab a new mentor. They haven't taken an extra class. They haven't done things to really develop, continue to develop them personally, which anytime you have someone who works on their personal growth, first and foremost, I will hire that person 100,000 times more than somebody that's like, oh, I have a degree, right? Like, you show me someone who has life experience, who is, oh yeah, I love going to these conferences. I read these books, and they're doing things to work on themselves. The average person reads less than one book a year. I just found this out. It totally
Oh.
was like mind blown, right? So, but here's the thing is a lot of times it's like we did all the things to get the job, and then we get the job and we're like learning the new things. And once we learn the new things and we're in that role, then we just kind of keep doing the same thing over and over. So what is like, as a company, what are you making possible if you allow not only you're not just hiring people and letting them go through the motions for the next 15, 20, 30 years, you are every year doing something to help them evolve as an individual.
This is, I have so much more to ask and to say, but we're at that point where we need to take a quick break. You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM and WLOBradio.com. We'll be right back.
In today's highly regulated climate, customized HR solutions are needed more than ever. Career Management Associates can partner with your existing HR department for projects or even serve as your outsourced HR team. From compliance and compensation to investigations and employer relations, CMA provides you trusted HR solutions. Call 207-780-1125 or visit cmacareer.com.
In a recent survey, investors shared what they felt were the greatest threats to their retirement. It's no surprise the most common threats include stock market volatility, economic uncertainty, conflict in the Middle East. Unfortunately, there are many threats beyond your control that can affect your retirement savings. At Goldco, a leader in precious metals, the team believes one way to protect your investment portfolio is with physical gold and silver. Goldco will send you a free 1 ounce silver American Eagle coin, and all you have to do is pay for shipping and handling. No obligation. 100% free. Call 855-971-2006 to get your free silver American Eagle coin.
At over 150 years old, Verrill has an illustrious history with more than seven generations of legal expertise. With more than 130 attorneys across seven offices from Maine to Washington, D.C., Verrill serves clients across the country and around the world. HR professionals, business leaders, and in-house counsel count on Verrill as one of the premier labor and employment law practices in the Northeast. Contact Verrill at verrill-law.com. That's verrill-law.com.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every single day, starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with simple smart search features, photos, video walkthroughs, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com and Barrel-Law.com. I'm your host, Tani Alvarez, and today our guest is Dr. Anna Marie Frank, a doctor of traditional naturopathy and PhD in natural medicine, and the founder of Happy Whole You Wellness Centers. And today we are talking about how businesses can transform employee health and corporate wellness holistically. Dr. Frank, right before the break, we were talking about kind of evolving as humans, both like from our knowledge base and being outside and just kind of becoming, I don't want to say better, more different, evolution more generally. What do you say to the people who say, I don't have time for that? I just don't have time. There's not enough time in my day anyways, just to accomplish the things I need to accomplish, let alone attempting to, you know, add these other things in. I would presume you get that a lot. And how do we respond to that?
If your mindset is you don't have enough time, you're not going to have enough time. Right? Like if you choose, I'm going to make time, I'm going to find time. What does this look like? And then I also recommend tracking your time. Like just take 1 or 2 days to track your time. Everybody has 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So why is it that certain people can accomplish so much more and have so much more satisfaction and quality relationships and all of these things, right? It goes back to their choices. We all have the power of choice. And so it's your life is completely made up exactly how you've designed it.
It's so interesting because one of the things that I find really telling that helps me to be held accountable is on my phone every Sunday. I get that notification of how many minutes I've been on my phone an average per day. And anytime it gets above 2.5 hours, and that's a day, and that's I still struggle with the sheer quantity of it. I make sure that I say to myself, okay, next week you have to get it down a lot further than that. And for some reason, kind of the next week, if it does say I was X, Y, and Z percent over or under. And when I talk to other people about that part of the phone, they're like, no, I turned that off immediately. I hated that information. And I was like, oh, that's to me really telling because it's like, well, yeah. I bet you a lot more of your time is going to that little device that you're carrying around all the time than you actually realize.
Yeah. And then people know, right? Like you can lie to yourself for a very long time, but deep down at your core, you know, and the biggest betrayal is to betray yourself. And so, and that's a struggle. A lot of people don't want to, they don't want to face the time on the phone. They don't want to face their finances. So there's an avoidance aspect that people have. But again, this is when people start taking personal responsibility for where they're at in their life, because they start to shift their mindset. They start to shift how they're thinking and how they're speaking about their life. They start to realize like, wow, I can do something about this. And I always say, start small. Start with one thing. Maybe it's, you know, waking up in the morning 30 minutes earlier and not hitting your alarm clock. Maybe it is just waking up first thing in the morning and smiling and giving gratitude. Maybe it's the first, when you first walk into work, you are walking in purposely making sure you have a very big smile on your face, right? Like start with small things, complimenting 3 people a day.
And yeah, so, which doesn't take any more time. It doesn't take any more energy. You know, it's just like making that choice to help someone else feel better.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a really powerful place to be. I know that for me, back when I used to, you know, be depressed and, you know, feel like I was a victim in my life and everything was everyone else's fault. It was my boss's fault. It was the government's fault. It was my parents' fault, you know, for not supporting me. It was blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, I just could go on and on and on. What I found was when I started to stop complaining about my life and I started to really just listen to other people and ask how things were going for other people and talk. And when I had conversations, started talking in a way about what's possible versus just complaining, my relationships started to change. The people I started attracting started to change. And so I think that's also a powerful aspect of, you know, you are, they say, the average of the 5 people you hang out with the most. So who are you spending the most time with?
Very interesting, and a good way to kind of get a better sense as to both your time and then also, you know, those aspects of your personhood.
Yeah, absolutely.
In your podcast and in other engagements, you've talked about the pillars of health. When you use that term or phrase of pillars of health, what are you referencing there?
So, you know, people talk about, oh, this thing called you need the balance in life. Well, I don't believe there's anything as perfect balance. I believe we're always juggling. But the pillars, or I use like this pie graph, essentially, it's like all these little areas of our life that we need to give attention to, like joy, our hobbies, our physical health, our nutritional health, our occupational health, our financial health, our relationships. You know, all of these things need attention. And when someone just goes to say, oh, well, I'm just going to focus on, I just need to lose weight. Well, I got news for you. I've helped a ton of people lose weight, hundreds of pounds. And if they don't work on their mindset, they can be 30, 40, 50, 60 pounds lighter. And they're looking in the mirror being like, well, why am I not happy? I thought it was, if I lost the weight, that would make me happy. And here's the thing. It's the journey of the weight loss and encompassing all those areas of what I just talked about that are going to help fill your cup. And guess what? Weight loss, I always say weight loss is a side effect of what we do at Happy Whole You. People will naturally lose weight when you're not holding on to stress, when you're letting go. Your body's not going to retain all the toxins, and you're going to just be able to flow through life. And when you flow through life, it feels lighter inside, and your physical body will become lighter. And it's really a cool space to be in when you look at all those pillars and you're just like, okay, something small, and where do I start? And it's just dripping into all those areas every day of your life.
So we've spent some time now talking about kind of individuals. Let's turn a little bit and talk about companies and how they can manage employee health more effectively when we do it in a holistic manner. I mean, what does that look like, or what does that mean to you?
Well, it looks like, one, your leadership needs to lead by example. If you're miserable, you're not happy, you're not going for walks on your breaks, you're not, you know, speaking, you know, in a positive way, and you're always grumpy and you always look stressed, your team is going to mirror that. And so it is, you know, educating, giving people opportunities, whether in person or virtually, to get education in terms of mindset, well-being. That's very important. Coaching, having opportunities to go and, you know, take in-person classes, cooking classes, seminars, things like that. And then also bringing in the organization some type of movement, or maybe it's there is a gym, or there's a challenge, a steps challenge. There's different things that you can do to build the camaraderie, having a wellness fair. I mean, I can't tell you how many small businesses, if you open your doors to say, hey, we're going to do a, you know, wellness fair today after work, and I guarantee you, you could easily get 15, 20 local vendors to come and set up. So your people have really access to these professionals in the community where they can access some of these services. It's a win-win. And that's one of the things we look at when we go in the organizations is, you know, we don't just put it on the organization as well. And on our end at Happy Whole You, if we are working with an organization, we do the administrative end of this. Because the last thing that you want to do is to go into an organization and tell HR, by the way, you got one more thing to do. That's why HR people love Happy Whole You, because we're like, hey, we will facilitate the signups for the webinar. We will facilitate the signups for the in-person, you know, like we'll facilitate and manage all of that. And, you know, when companies are looking towards doing something in a holistic manner and working with, you know, a company to help them achieve that, the key about having the administrative end of it, when people are, I say when they don't have skin in the game, meaning there's a, for example, we do cooking classes live or virtually. So if people are signing up to go to the cooking class, there's only in person, there's only so many spaces available, and it's not costing the employee anything, but it's costing the employer. Now, if we just did a one-time sign up, say you had 15 people, okay, 15 people sign up, realistically, you're going to have five or six that don't show up. So what we do on our end is not only do we call and email every person and say, hey, congratulations, you got a spot, because usually we'll have a waiting list. We say, there's a waiting list. Does this date and time still work for you? Yes, it does. Excellent. Now, if for any reason this date and time ends up not working for you, can you please get a hold of us 24 hours in advance? Because there is a very long waiting list and this is such an amazing opportunity. And so we give them the value up front and we have a personal conversation with them, because it's a lot easier to sign up virtually for something and not show up. And then once we start developing the relationship with these organizations and the people that are attending these events, they're going to show up. So now when we have 15 spots, you might have one person or two people at the most. Our rate of people showing up is so much higher now that we do the administrative end of it. It's incredible.
It's so interesting too, because part of it is just that reframing that you mentioned kind of earlier, as opposed to having your team members be like, oh, I signed up for this cooking class. I have to go to this cooking class.
Yeah.
You know, by the way that you framed the experience for all these employees, they get the value of like, I got into this cooking class. Like, this is going to be so amazing.
That is what we create.
Yeah. I mean, and it's interesting because, you know, part of my question to you is going to be like, hey, a lot of this seems very community orientated.
Mm-hmm.
How are we dealing with this from a remote perspective? But you've provided a number of examples of ways in which we're still including our remote workforce in these events.
Oh, yeah. If we do, I mean, like Kern Behavior Health is a local company that we work with. And when we go in person, we also do virtually. So we'll go into the organization because they're so used to having virtual meetings as well as in-person meetings that most companies are having that hybrid approach, which is really cool. And then not only when we go into an organization, say we do like we do this 6-week mindset shift course. It's usually about 30 minutes once a week for 6 weeks. And anyone that participates has that personal relationship with myself or the other instructor that teaches it. And then they'll email us or they'll, you know, like there's a personal development relationship that happens. And so there's an accountability aspect to that as well. So we don't like to just go in and do one and done things for companies, which, you know, we've done that. But what I find to have the most added value is to continue to develop that relationship over time, because since we are a third party, there is an elevated level of trust, which is great. And then, you know, we also plug in the local resources. So even if you are a remote client, we're going to go and we're going to seek out what is in your community and what companies are in good standing in your community that have some of these resources that we could call and say, hey, we're working with this organization in your community and they're working on well-being and mindset. How would you feel about giving a, you know, special discount or a special service to the team members of this organization? 99.9% of the time, a small local business says yes. They're not saying no. This is like free advertising, but we're going to vet them out to make sure that they are in good standing in their community, which is really cool. And this supports your local small businesses. This supports your other community workers in, you know, in the workforce. And it is a win-win. So it's like, how many win-win relationships can we create within your organization and outside the organization to bring in the community? And it's really powerful.
Yeah, no, and I actually think it's almost like a win. I think there's almost four wins kind of as I'm thinking about it. And I actually want to follow up on that in just a moment. We're at that point, though, that we have to take another quick break. You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM and WLOBradio.com. We'll be right back.
Educational HR Radio is critical to your organization's success, and our sponsors understand the value this program brings to owners, C-suite professionals, and the HR community. We are honored to thank our sponsors for their support and contributions to this program. We thank the law firms of Verrill, Jackson Lewis, and Sheehan Finney, along with our partners, Paper Trails and Strategic HR. Want to be the next sponsor of the HR Power Hour? Text 603-303-6124 and say HR Power Hour sponsor.
Hi, I'm Susan McVetti.
And I'm Pete McVetti from McVetti's Hearth and Home.
Is there a sale going on at the store right now?
No.
No Hearthstone, Quadrifier, Mendota, Wittes, Blaze King, or Morso sale?
No.
No Yodel, Vermont Castings, or Regency? Oh, there's always a Regency sale.
No.
You're telling me that out of the gazillions of wood, gas, and pellet stoves that we carry, there's not a single sale going on?
Nope.
Oh, what about patio furniture, awnings, grills, smokers, and aluminum docks?
No, just because there isn't a big sale going on doesn't mean that we're not having great deals and still doing free estimates for anyone needing a heating appliance.
Oh, well, good. Just let me know when we're having another sale.
Okay, there's always a bargain to be had if you are looking for one. And we don't need a new heating appliance.
Well, maybe my sister needs one, or my friend, or your sister.
Stop by McVetti's Hearth and Home at 893 Route 1 in Yarmouth, or check out our website at stovesofmaine.com for the latest information, including our sales.
Really? I have to check out the website? Really? And I can't believe Regency isn't having a sale.
At over 150 years old, Verrill has an illustrious history with more than seven generations of legal expertise. With more than 130 attorneys across seven offices from Maine to Washington, D.C., Verrill serves clients across the country and around the world. HR professionals, business leaders, and in-house counsel count on Verrill as one of the premier labor and employment law practices in the Northeast. Contact Verrill at verrill-law.com. That's verrill-law.com.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every single day. Starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with simple smart search features, photos, video walkthroughs, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
As the list of compliance challenges for businesses continues to grow, it's time to think about your payroll vendor as someone that can do more than just pay your employees. I'm Chris Clef, president of Paper Trails. We're a team of fun and local experts purveying convenient, high-tech payroll and compliance services across New England. Whether your business is struggling to stay compliant with an earned paid leave law, you're worrying about retirement savings programs, or you have questions about your state's paid family medical leave, Paper Trails has the team and tools necessary to allow you to handle the work while we handle the paperwork. To learn more about Paper Trails and how we can help your business, visit papertrails.com/HR Power Hour.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com and Verrill-law.com. I'm your host, Tawny Alvarez, and today our guest is Dr. Anna Marie Frank, a doctor of traditional naturopathy and PhD in natural medicine, and the founder of Happy Whole You Wellness Centers. And today we're talking about how businesses can transform employee health and corporate wellness holistically. You know, right before the break, Dr. Frank, you mentioned accountability. How does accountability play a role here? And I know we've moved over to talking more about the entity or the corporation itself more when we look at holistic health, but I'd love to hear your thoughts on accountability, both individually and then also from an entity perspective.
Well, let's be honest. We're only accountable, honestly, to those that hold us to a higher standard. We will rise to the level that someone else puts us up at. Sometimes before we'll rise to the level of what we're like, well, I could achieve this. And so accountability really, for example, a coach that I use, I am so accountable to her, right? Like she holds me to a high standard. She follows up. I trust her. She has integrity. I have integrity with her. So there's an accountability piece that naturally has developed as our relationship has developed. So that's very different than, you know, somebody comes in and, you know, is there for 2 minutes and then they leave. They're not going to have that accountability. They're not going to have that relationship. So I feel like accountability is developed as you develop the relationship. Also, as you develop the person, we start to get people to start thinking about integrity. doing what you say you're going to do. That is huge. And you're more likely to have integrity if you have the developed relationships. And so within the organization as a whole, how much more integrity and showing up is your team going to do when you're showing up to some of the webinars and you're the leader? When you're showing up and, you know, drinking the water, when you're showing up and, you know, going for a walk on your lunch, it's really interesting how when we get to a certain level, we're like, oh, well, I don't need to do those things anymore.
Yeah, the rules, yeah, that rules don't apply to me becomes really interesting. And, you know, mm-hmm. you know, as I look at kind of what I do day in and day out, I do a lot of sexual harassment prevention training. And it's always so telling when there's not leadership in the room, because it's yeah. speaking volumes to the team about like, hey, this is important for all of you, but leadership doesn't feel it's important for them. And it becomes, you know, troubling.
Yes. Yeah, it's very troubling. And here's the thing. If you want to hold your people accountable, you have to be held accountable for yourself. You know, a true leader is somebody who is going to make something happen that otherwise would not happen without them. So people should not be confused if you're a manager or you have some great fancy title. You could, that does not equal that you are a leader. And so if people are not showing up in a way that is producing what you want them to produce, it's probably, and there's more than just one person not producing and doing what they're supposed to do in terms of that accountability, you got to look at yourself, right? So I think accountability comes down to, you're going to have better accountability when you have a developed relationship with your team. And when you have that integrity, you can't tell people to do something you're not willing to do yourself.
And do you notice any shifts or changes from a generational perspective as to how to go about some of these tasks? Do we see this as, you know, there's kind of a standard that everyone is indicating they need, or does it fluctuate depending on, you know, time in the workforce, generational expectations, things along, or just human nature? Is it as that individualized that it's really per person, or do you see similarities in different generations?
Well, I think it all comes down to holding people to a high standard. We've lowered our standards in the US drastically. I mean, I just look at my kids. I just started putting my kids in private school and they were in public school. And you can turn your assignment in at any time throughout the whole semester. I'm like, when I was a kid, it was like, no, this was due on Friday. And it was due on Friday at the beginning of class. When you walked in, you turned in your assignment. And if you didn't put it in the basket, you got a zero. There was no making this up, right? So there, I feel like we've lowered our standards across the board. And I think people get comfortable, especially if they've been in an organization for a while. You know, my last position that I was in, I was pushing the envelope big time. And I was pushing it and pushing it and pushing it until I was told, just go back to your office, just take a breath. Like, you're always doing something. Like, I was literally told to just go calm down and just go be in my office because I was like doing too much. And then what happened is I started to be like, oh, well, I'm just too much. And so then I started to study and I started to use my time to just like, I mean, I could literally get done in 2 hours what it would probably take an 8-hour employee to get done. Like, that's just how I am, right? And this organization literally just kept, you know, their standard of me was very low. I'm like, do you realize I can do so much more? And I would kept trying to be like, okay, you know, they weren't ready for it. But what happened was I got comfortable and I found myself for probably about 6 months unhappy, realizing you're not pushing yourself. You're not doing anything. And so, but with my personality, I'm not good with settling. there's a lot of people that will settle. So you can have people in your organization that do all the things to get the job, that get the tenure, whatever it is, and then they settle. And as a leader, a true leader is going to make something happen that otherwise wouldn't happen. So if you have people in your workforce that are just going to go through the motions, it's your job to lead them to make something happen that otherwise wouldn't happen with you because they're getting comfortable and they're just sitting there. Now with the younger workforce is they want to be a part of something bigger than themselves. That's what I have found. They want to be a part of the conversation. They want to be a part of something really neat. One thing I've created within my company is when I hire people, I find out, how do you want to show up in the world? Where do you want to be in 5 years? How do you want to help people? And what I find is, you know, say, oh, I want to do, like I have one gal, she wants to do facials. It's like she loves helping people feel beautiful. So when people come in the center, I mean, this is a great opportunity for her to develop relationships. And now we offer facials here. And guess what? She can grow essentially a facial business within the company and make as much money as she wants on that leg of the company. And she can do that. And we have other employees, like one gal that came in, she was a clinical hypnotherapist. And we did offer hypnotherapy before I hired her. And this was just another cool pillar that we could offer. And so not only is she working for the organization, but she also does some hypnotherapy on the side. And we 100% support that.
And it's interesting because if you hadn't asked those questions at the beginning, you know, that you'd have them just doing the same thing everyone else is doing without kind of driving that passion further and not just helping them feel more fulfilled, but also helping the company as it grows and expands more generally.
Yeah. And it's even with like nonprofits. So when I get an employee who, you know, their passion is to work with animals or work with a nonprofit, that's amazing. When's their next walk? How can we support that nonprofit? Right. So we support the employee with not just the day in and day out of what we need to do to make this thing keep going and growing and doing its thing and impacting the world. I also want to know at their core, what's important to them? How do they want to show up? And that is an investment, you know, on my part and on each other's part in the organization, but it's worth it. And we don't have the turnover rate that I see in some other organizations.
I love it. All such helpful information. It's that time again for another quick break. You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM and WLOBradio.com. We'll be right back.
Founded in 1958, Jackson Lewis is a national law firm with a local presence. The firm's 765 attorneys practicing in 54 locations throughout the U.S. and Puerto Rico provide a wide range of resources to address every aspect of the employer-employee relationship. HR professionals, business and in-house counsels, and C-suite professionals count on Jackson Lewis as it has one of the most active employee litigation practices in the United States. Contact them today at jacksonlewis.com. That's jacksonlewis.com.
Car is a wreck and you don't know where to go.
Take it to Moody's.
You wanna get on with your life, get on with the show.
Take it to Moody's.
Good people you can trust
and it won't be a fuss.
Take it to Moody's. Collision Centers.
M-O-O-D-Y.
Your kid was talking on the cell phone, drove right through your own home, sitting in the parking lot, maybe you get hit a lot, driving through the green light, suddenly your side swipe, put it in reverse, but it turned out that it was first.
Take it to Moody's, take it to Moody's, Collision Centers.
As the list of compliance challenges for businesses continues to grow, it's time to think about your payroll vendor as someone that can do more than just pay your employees. I'm Chris Clough, president of Paper Trails. We're a team of fun and local experts purveying convenient, high-tech payroll and compliance services across New England. Whether your business is struggling to stay compliant with an earned paid leave law, you're worrying about retirement savings programs, or you have questions about your state's paid family medical leave, Paper Trails has the team and tools necessary to allow you to handle the work while we handle the paperwork. To learn more about Paper Trails and how we can help your business, visit papertrails.com/HR Power.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com and Verrill-Law.com. I'm your host, Tani Alvarez, and today our guest is Dr. Anna Marie Frank, a doctor of traditional naturopathy and PhD in natural medicine, and the founder of Happy Whole You Wellness Centers. And today we've been talking about how businesses can transform employee health and corporate wellness holistically. And we've had just, I think, an amazing conversation, Dr. Frank, kind of both about employee well-being and about taking ownership of kind of one's own health, and then how that interrelates with corporate well-being more generally. I mean, if you had one piece of advice that you could give to business owners and business leaders about this topic, what would it be?
Well, I think it's important to take a comprehensive approach. And I think that in the workspace, and, you know, everybody's workspace is very different, but I think the more that we can bring and normalize health and well-being and bring the outside in, and what I mean by that is having windows, you know, bringing real plants in the organization. You know, there's so many small things that we can do to create connection and create community. And I think if we do something that may on the surface feel like, well, this doesn't have anything to do with, you know, what we do for as a company to make money.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we need to do the things that aren't directly going to say, oh, well, this plus this equals sales. Because what you're going to find is over time, as you invest in your people with a holistic approach, you're going to have a workforce that is showing up, that has more energy, that is happier, and it's going to make the world a difference overall with your organization.
I love it. Thank you so much. Dr. Frank, for our listeners who want to find out more about you or Happy Whole You, how can they connect with you?
Yes. So we are on Instagram at Happy Whole You. You can always go online, check out what we offer online at www.happywholeyou.com. And for those of you that want to connect professionally, I am on LinkedIn, or you can always email the team here and they'll get it to me at info@happywholeyou.com.
Thank you so much, Dr. Frank. I appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM and WLOBradio.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you, everyone, for listening, and catch us every week at 10 a.m. on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM or 1310 a.m. and streaming live at WLOBradio.com. Podcasts of this show and every show are available at hrpowerhour.com. Have a great week, everyone, and remember, HR management is critical to your business's success.